Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This is so exciting. We're going to be learning the sugya of the Eid Echad B'Raya. Eid Echad that's made on a Raya. And I want to dedicate this shir to my sweetest friend, Rav Gil Amir ben Penina, and my sweetest friend, Rav Dvor David ben Sara. Zok the Mishnah and Meseches Ksubis and Dav Tesvov on Beis. It should also be Lui Nishmas, Harav David Tzvi ben Harav Yosef, and Rav Aaron ben Rav Yaakov Shachna. It says in the Mishnah Ksubis and Dav Tesvov on Beis that if there are edim that the Kala went out with her Hinuma, with her headscarf, her veil, and her hair was exposed down on her shoulders, which is the way the besulas used to go out to their weddings, as they do today. So her ksuba is a masayim. Her ksuba is 200 zuz. Frek the haflu, meaning if the husband says that it should only be 100 a mana, and she says, no, I was a besula, I wasn't an almana like you said, or a bulan, and it's 100 like you say, no, it's 200 like I say, I was a besula. So if they're edim that she went out with the hinum and Arosha was parua, so then the ksuba is masayim. Frek that flaw, why do you need edim? Why do you need edim that she went out with the hinum as a raya, as an indication that she was a besula? It should be enough, not edim, eid echad, one eid should be enough. Bishlam, if he would be makrish betana, so it was divrei ha'eid, if he would contradict the eid, then the din would be that he would swear and he would become a putter. But since min hadin we're talking even, since min hastam we're talking about even a case where he's modal divrei ha'eid, where he admits to the aid that she went out with the hinuma, he just claims that yes, she went out with the hinuma, but she was an almana, so he can't swear to be makrish this aid, because he's agreeing with the aid. He's molded to the aid that she went out with the hinuma. He just says, "Yes, she went out with the hinuma, but she wasn't a basula. So if she went out with the hinuma, she wasn't a basula. It doesn't help, right? She has to be a basula to get her messiah." So he's arguing with the aid. The aid says that she went out with the hinuma, and he agrees with the aid that she went out with the hinuma. He's just arguing, and he said the hinuma means that she's a. That doesn't mean anything. She wasn't a basula. So essentially, he's agreeing with the aid. He's only arguing on what comes out from what the aid said. It comes out from what the aid said, that she was a basula. But the etzem edus of the aid, he's agreeing with. He's saying, I agree she went out with the hinuma. Just she was a basula. She shouldn't get her masayim. So can he swear now to be makrish the aid? The answer is no, he can't swear. Why can't he swear? He can't swear because he's agreeing with the aid. The only way you can swear against an aid echad is when you're arguing with the aid echad. But here, he's not arguing with the aid echad, he's agreeing with the aid echad. He says, even in a case where he agrees with the aid that she went out with the hinum. Could be he says, no, she didn't go out with the hinum. But even if he says that she did go out with the hinum, it's mashma it's talking about in the Mishnah. Even in such a case, she gets her masayim. But then why do you need edim? One aid should be enough. Because he can't contradict this aid, because he's agreeing with the aid. Because the aid says she went out with the hinuma, and he says she went out with the hinuma. So he has a status then. Somebody who can't contradict the aid can't swear. So we have a din of mitoch sheni yochol yishav v'mishalim, like the case of Naschad Rebbe Abba. The case of Naschad Rebbe Abba is where somebody snatched a gold piece from his friend. And the aide said, you snatched the gold piece. He said, yeah, you're right, I did. You got it right, man. But in chatafti, vididi chatafti, I snatched my own piece. It was mine. So since he can't contradict the aide, because he's agreeing with the aide, tol sheni yachol yishav v'mishalim. See here also, if he agrees with the aide that you went out with the hinuma, mitol sheni yachol yishav, he can't swear, he's not contradicting the aide. So memeila mishalim, he should have to pay. Like the case of Nas Rebbe Abba. So, why do we need two edim? One aid should suffice. Since he's mitoch shenei yochol yishav v'mishalim. So in a previous shiur, we miyashiv al pidas Rambam, who holds that ksuba is a shvuas ha-Torah, of Moedah B'Miktsas. And since it's Moedah B'Miktsas, there is a Shavua here, so you can't say that this person is an Eino Yochel Yishava. Once you have a Shem Shavua, there's a Torah Shavua here, it's Mechayivim to be Menishba, I Moedah B'Miktsas, she says 200, he says 100, Memela, Das Shaft. That creates a matzav where he can be nishba against this aid. He's already being nishba. You're right, normally he can only be nishba if he's contradicting the aid. Here he's not. But since Yesh Kivun Acher, from another direction he has to swear, Atzmoda B'Miktsas, Memela, he can't swear, and that's why it's not enough to have one aid. You need two aidim that she went out with the Hinuma, and that's why he's not believed. Because there are two aidim against him. But one aid is not enough. The two aidim would say she went out with Hinuma, that's enough of an indication that she was a Basula. However, the Rush argues at the beginning of this Perek, and the Magid Mishnah argue with the Rambam, and they held that Beksuba is no chi of Shvud of Moedah B'Miktsas, so therefore, the question is reinstated, why you need two aid and why one aid is not enough, and you can't say it's because of the Rambam's Shita. That you need a shvua, that there's already a shvua here of Moedah B'Miktsas, and therefore he can swear against one aid, because he can't, because they hold there's no shvua of Moedah B'Miktsas, and Memela, the Shaila is, the Kash of that flaw, why it says two aidim here that she went out with the Hinuma, one aid should suffice. Because Mitoch She'en Yochel Yishav Mishalim. He can't swear because he's agreeing with the aid. He also says she went out with the Hinuma. So Agon Agadol Moreinu Rosh HaYeshiva of Chaim Shmulevitz, his Torah is so sweet, mamish. And Siman Nun and Shari Chaim offers the following mahalach. And Bava Basar Dav Helmet Aleph Reish Lakish says that if a person's kovei zman lechavero, a person sets a time for his friend to pay up a loan, and then the borrower says, I paid earlier, eino namon, chazaka eino adam prea toch zmano, a person doesn't pay up a loan early. Guy's got money in his pocket, er vil de geld bleiben in keshene, he wants the money to stay in his pocket. So if there's one aid who's made on the chov that it's toch zmano and the loiv is not machishim, he just says, Eino chinami, it's toch zmano, but I paid it up. So the Shulchan Aruch writes that he's mechuyev shvuev, eino chol yishava, and therefore the din is mishalim. Ayin hei sif yud gimel, chashin mishpat. Why? Because it's like naschad Rebbe Abba. He's agreeing with the aid. He's saying, yeah, it's toch zmano, but I paid it. So since he's agreeing with the aid, he can't swear. And Mimela, the aid saying that it's toch zmano, is enough to assume that he didn't pay it up, and he can't swear about it, that he did pay it up, so Mishalim. However, that's Shulchan Aruch, Mitiktuk Lashon HaTosfos, there in Dibur HaMaschil, Uba, Hey Amar Aleph Baba Basra, it's L'chor HaMashma that they don't hold like the Shulchan Aruch. Because with respect to this din of Bab Zmano, Vamalar Peraticha B'Teich Zmani, he comes on when it's due, and he says, I paid you earlier, he's not believed. Tosfos to say they're Eidim, that he's Chayiv and he was Kovei Azman. So they said, Lashon Eidim on the Zman, so it's not enough that you have one aid that's made on the Chiyuv and the Zman, you need Dafka Eidim. So we have the Chora, Machlokas, or Estira between the Shulchan Aruch and Tosfos. Do you need Eidim on the Zman and the Chiyuv, or is one aid sufficient? So it appears as follows: the Ktsos Sif Katan Yud there in Choshen Mishpat asks on the assumption of the Shulchan Aruch that the din of Naschad Rebbe Abba it's Shaykh Beit Echad Ameyot Shutoch Zmano. So we see from this that if the Baal Din was Makhish the Eid Klapei Azman, if he would say no, you hold it's toch zmano, I hold it's lachar zman, and I paid it up, then he would have to swear. Because if he wouldn't have to swear when he contradicts him, then it wouldn't be a case of naschad Rebbe Abba when he's modeh. What's the case of naschad Rebbe Abba? That since he's modeh, he doesn't swear. Mashma, if he wouldn't be modeh, he would swear. So here, if he wouldn't be modeh, if he would say that it is mine, he giyaz man, he would have to pay. He would have to swear, excuse me. If he says Higi Azman, he would have to swear. That's parallel to the case of Naschad Rebbe Abba. So Frektik Tzos, Mat Tiva Shel Shvuah, what type of Shvuah are we talking about over here? He's molded to the aid Be'ikar Achiyuv. And he's only Makfish the aid with respect to the Zman. He would say that the Zman Higi Azman, and the aid would say Lo Higi Azman. So Ein Achinami, Mikoyach the Eidus of the aid that it's Toch Azman, we have it on Ansade, we can testify to the fact that he didn't pay it up. He's in on the prayer Toch Zmano. But nevertheless, the Etzem HaEidus is not on the Guf HaMamo that he didn't pay it up and he's Chayiv, just that he has a Raya that he didn't pay it up since it's Toch Zmano. And HaKoshas HaBal Din he listor HaRaya Shehevi. So there's this contradiction between the aid and the Baal Din on the Raya. Because the aid is saying, Lo Higi Azman, Toch Zmano. He's saying, Higi Azman, L'achar Azman. So essentially, the way he's contradicting the aid is not on the Guf HaMamon, but it's on the Raya. The Guf HaMamon there's no contradiction about. They both hold that there was a Chiyuv. But what the aid is saying is that it's Toch Zmano, that's all he's saying. And he's being machish there, he's saying, no, it's the Achar Zman. So essentially, his akosh of the aid's very testimony was that Lo Higi Azman, it's Toch Zmano, so it's on the Zman, which is just a raya that he didn't pay. So what does that mean? It means that it's a dover she'en gufo mamo. This potential shvua that we're talking about over here is not gufo mamo, this isn't money, it's just a raya. The Shavuah is not Shaykh and Davar Shein Gufo Mamon. So how can you say that when they both say Toch Zmano, that's like Nascha de Rebbe Abba, that would mean that if he says that it's Higi Azman, if the Baal Din says that the time came, then there would be a Shavuah. What type of Shavuah would there be if the time came? All he's doing is contradicting the aid on the Raya. And that's Davar Shein Gufo Mamon. There's no Shavuah in that. And so it appears as follows. That the normally Tanas Piron is effective to pater the Lovev, if it's a Milva Baal Peh. So Rav Chaim explained in a different place that the Geder is not that the Taino that I paid up arouses a Suffolk, maybe he's saying the truth. No. It's not that his tainus moel or a suffik, maybe he's telling the truth, that he really paid him up. And mi suffik we say, hamotz mechaber ol verayo, because in that case, he'd only be patur mi suffik, and then it would be like any other suffik, that tefis is effective according to the Rambam. And tefis is not effective. So, it's not pshat that his claim that he paid it up is Ma'or Suffolk, maybe he paid it up, and now Motzim Echavar al-Varayi, because then Tefisa would be effective. Rather, this is a big Yisar. Koach Tanas Piron, whom is Chuse Halove. This Koach to say that I paid it up, the time came, is a Chuse of the Love to say he paid it up. There's a Chiddush, that there is a Din, that the Lobe has a schus to say parati neged abal chov. Otherwise, he would have to pay him up with Eidim in order that he shouldn't have to keep saying, pay me again, pay me again, pay me again. So this schus patis in b'tores vadai, and therefore, tfisa is ineffective. And we can say more. If not for this schus, that this taina wouldn't even create a suffik, because the chov is a vadai. And he's saying that something pat to pater is chov chiyuvadai. So all of araya, b'afilu shum muchzuk. Even though he's a muchzuk, muchzuk shmuchzuk. But we know that the chov is a chov vadai. So if not for this schus hataina that he has to say that he paid it up, he would have to pay b'toras vadai. It wouldn't even create a suffik, even though he's the muchzuk. If you want to see more about that, for more information, they write an email, FYI, for your information. So if you want for your information, you can look in Simon Lamed Tess of the Shari Chaim and Ksubis. So based on this, it would appear that we can say as follows, that he's not Naaman, to say that I paid up early, there are really two dinim here. One is mitoras beir, that a chazaka, that he didn't pay up, since ein adam prey toch zmanos, is a beir that he didn't pay up. And moreover, since the whole koach of tainas piron is mischuse halove, that he is a schus taina klape the chov, to say parati, this chiddush was only said kshigi azman, and he has to pay. But if lo igi azman, if the time hasn't yet come, he doesn't have this schus. So we have a beir out the chazaka that he didn't pay up ein adam prey toch zmano. And moreover, we have that this schus taina, to say I paid up, is only kshigi azman. But lo igi azman, he doesn't have that schus taina. So lo igi azman, two reasons he has to pay. Alts chazaka, and alts that he doesn't have a schus taina. Lefize, miyushevas heitev kushis haktsos. Faren for the kasha, why? Because according to what we're saying, it emerges that an eid echad was made on the chov shutoch zmano, it's not just eidus on the raya that he didn't yet pay up the chov, like the ktsos hachoshim was learning, like er nemt on. But rather, included in his words also, is that in this chov, the lova doesn't have a schus taina to say parati, and therefore it's davar shagufo mamon, because he's made that he has no schus mamon to say parati. It's davar shagufo mamon. What's davar shagufo mamon? This schus taina is gufo mamon. Taina to say parati. So this schus taina is considered gufo mamon. Because he's made, this aid is made, that he doesn't have schus in this mamon to say parati. Saying parati is a schus in the mamon. I paid up this money. So since it's a schus in this money that you can say, I paid up this money, and the aid is saying that he doesn't have that schus, so his aid is to say that it's toch zmano is also about money. Darvish Agufo Mamon. And when the Baal Din is Makrish, and he says, no, Avr Zmano Parati, he's making a Taina of Agufo Mamon. He's saying, I do have a Schus Taina of Parati on this money. And therefore, he's Mechuyev Shvua. So Taka, we understand now why he's Mechuyev Shvua if he says, Higi Azman. Because they're arguing, does he have a Schus Taina on this money? Or does he not have a Schus Taina on this money? The Heiliger aid, we hope he's Heilig, says that he has no schus taina in his money, and he says that he does. So, on that there would be a shvua. And the Mela, it's Shaykh Dina the Naschal the Rebbe Abba, that if it's toch zmano, and they have this conflict, if it's toch zmano, and they have a conflict, so then it would emerge that he's mechuyev shvua. That if the circumstances were different, he would be chai v'shvua. Meaning, if he'd be makrish the aid, he'd be chai v'shvua. If he'd be makrish the aid and say, higi azman, he'd be chai v'shvua. But here, he's eno yochel yishava. Because he's not being makrish the aid, he's agreeing the aid. V'chui yishvua v'eno yochel yishava mishalem, like nascha the Rebbe Abba. So if he agrees with the aid that toch zman, just I paid up, we understand why he has to pay. Alt nascha the Rebbe Abba, v'hadvorim misukim b'dvash v'noifes tzufim. ועכשיו אנחנו מתקדמים שלב הלאה. Another chiddush, that this yisod, that with the taina of paraticha toch zmani, he has no schus taina, that's only when the din v'dvarim between them is betoch hazman. There, there's no chiddush that he has koach v'schus b'mamon to say parati. But when the din v'dvarim b'neim is when the time already elapsed, when the time is up, there he has his chustain of piron. There already he has his chustain. When does he get this chustain of piron? When does he have his chustain of piron? When the time came. When the time came, he has his chustain of piron. And he can even say, I paid earlier. Because you can't say, there's no koach and schus in the moment. Because the time already passed, and now was mischadesh for him, this schus taina. of Parati and his money? And if so, also Klapeitanis Paraticha Tachzmani, he has a koich and his chus. Because sof sof it's a tainus piron. And therefore, before the time came, he has no schus taina. But once the time came, he has a schus taina to say that he even paid earlier. Now he's not believed. To say that I paid earlier. Why is he not believed to say that I pay earlier? Because we have a Beirur and a Raya that he didn't pay earlier. What's the Beirur and the Raya that he didn't pay earlier? I'll tell you what it is. Chazaka ein adam paraya toch zmano. Since there's a chazaka ein adam paraya toch zmano, so we're not going to believe him. But he still has Kishigi Azman, he has his chus taina in the mamon. We just have a raya against him. The raya is ein adam paraya toch zmano. So now that we've gotten to this point, that kishigi Azman, he has his chus taina. Ad kedei kach that he can even say, he even has the chus to say that I paid earlier. So now there's no longer a stira between, from the Shulchan Aruch to the Tosis. Because only when the aid is made shu achshav b'toch zmano, there we can say the svara that edusos b'darvish gufo mama. Because what's the tain of the aid? The aid is saying that you have no schus mama, and he's saying that I do have a schus. The aid is saying that he has no schus b'mama to say parati. So it's aidus b'davar shegufo mama. So there the Shulchan Aruch says that the din of naschud Rabbi Abba is shaykh. Because again, we're b'toch hazman. Since we're b'toch hazman, it's Eidu so b'davar shegufo mamon, because the Eid is saying that you have no schus b'mamon to say parati. And he's not believed. Because he's essentially agreeing with the Eid. The Eid is saying it's toch zmano, and he's saying toch zmano. And it's an Eidus b'davar shegufo mamon, because the Eid is also saying that you have no schus taina and this mamon. So he doesn't, and that's it. He has to pay. Naschu the Rebbe Abba. That we learn from Tosfos, that you need Eidim. Shekavah lo zman, it's not enough to have one aid, because they're talking about where the time already came. That's the key factor. And he says, when the time came, I paid earlier. In such an instance, he does have a schus tainus piron. So why is he not Naaman b'tainas parati? The answer is, the reason he's not Naaman, kshehigi hazman, to say that I paid it earlier, is because of the other din of toch zmano, that we have a beir and a raya that he didn't pay. Because chazaka ein adam poreya toch zmano. We have a chazaka that a person doesn't pay early. A person doesn't pay early. So when he comes and says, Kishihiki Azman, he says, listen, I paid, and I paid earlier. I paid before the due date. So here, he has his chus taina to say that I paid. Because we say the chus taina and this mamon comes when the loan is already due. But why is he not believed in this claim? He's not believed because chazaka ain adam paraya toch zmano. So it emerges that in this instance, the edus of the eid, klape the zman, is only edus on the raya, and not edus b'davar shegufo mamon. Because higia hazman. Since higia hazman, there's no more argument about davar shegufo mamon. It's just on the raya. Because what are the eidim being made? The eidim are being made that he was kovei hazman. And he says, yeah, I was kovei hazman. But I paid toch zmano. So from the eidim saying that you were kovei hazman, that's just a raya. That's not eidus bedavar shegufo mamon. That's just a raya that you didn't pay earlier. If the loan is due on the 15th of Sivan, and he says on the 15th of Sivan, yeah, I already paid it on the 10th of Sivan, and you have eidim that the eidim say, no, it was due on the 15th, and he says, yeah, it was due on the 15th, I paid it earlier. So that's not eidus bedavar shegufo mamon. The issue here is just the raya. Because if they say, if the time hasn't yet come, then they're saying he has no schus tain in the mamon. So if they say he has no schus tain in the mamon, so their edus is about davar shegufo mamon. But here they're not saying you have no schus tain in this mamon. Granted, he has a schus tain in this mamon. Their only issue is that, hey, there's a chazaka here. And he's contradicting that. He's going against this chazaka. He's saying, now we all agree that this that your edus is not in davar shegufo mamon, because we all agree that I have a schus tain in this mamon. That's not the issue here, that you're saying I don't have a schus tain in this mamon. No, your edus is just on the raya. But you're saying that we made this in this date, and that would be a raya that I didn't pay. And I'm saying that I did pay. So arguing on a raya. So if there's only one aide who's saying that there was a date when the time already came, and then the aide says that there was a date for this loan, and he's saying, yeah, but I paid it earlier. And the aide is saying, yeah, but this was the date the loan was due, which is a raya that you didn't pay it earlier. Then we go back to the Svar of the Ktsos. That if the edus is only effective for a raya, because here he's not negating his schus tain of a mamon. Here he has a schus tain of the mamon that everybody agrees to, higia hazman. So if his edus is only effective, the raya, and he agrees to the ikar chiyuv, and the edus is just that there's a raya that you didn't pay it up, and there's no shavua if he contradicts the aid. And this would not be a din of nascha de Rebbe Abba, because there's no shavua of contradicting the aid, just on a raya. And that's essentially what's happening here, because kishehigia hazman, there's no more the din v'dvarim here. It's not about the schus tain in the mamon. That's already finished. Everybody agrees it's schus tain in the mamon. The din v'dvarim here is just about the raya. The eid saying that you said it, there was a chiyuv and you set a date, and him agreeing to that there's a chiyuv and I set a date, but I paid it up earlier. So this is all just about the raya. And we said that if there's only a din in dvarim about the raya, then that's not comparable to the case of nascha de Rebbe Abba. Nascha de Rebbe Abba, the case is that there's no shvua because they're agreeing. But if you would contradict the aid, then there would be a shvua. He says, in chatafti, I did snatch it, but bididi chatafti, but I snatched my own. Mashmah, that if you would say, I didn't snatch it, oh, now we have a contradiction of the Eid, and there would be a shvuah. See, here also, there has to be a tzi, or there has to be a case where there would be a shvuah. But here there can't be a case where there is a where there would be a shvuah, because the whole discussion between them is about a raya. And once the discussion between them is about a raya, where the Eid is saying, I have a raya that you didn't pay, but his Eid, this is not al davrish of gufo mamon, and there can't be a tzi, or there can't be any case where there would be a shvuah. Where would you have a shavua here? He's saying, I have a raya that you didn't pay toch zmano. And he's saying, you have no raya that I didn't pay me toch zmano. And the Eid is saying, and the Baal Din is saying, yeah, I did pay me toch zmano. So he's arguing against a raya. When you're arguing against a raya, that's not Naschud Rebbe Abba. You can't say this is Nascha de Rebbe Abba. Because Nascha de Rebbe Abba is where there's a tzir that there could be a chiv shvua. Here there can't be any chiv shvua. Because the whole discussion is about a raya. The Eid says, I have a raya that you didn't pay. And he says that I did pay. So since the discussion revolves around a raya, where would there be a case where he would be able to contradict the Eid and have to swear? So when the aide says that it's toch zmano, and he says no, it's la'achar zman, so then you have a case where there's a dispute here about darvish gufo mamon. Because if they both agree that it's betoch zman, so then that's darvish gufo mamon. He's saying you have no schus taina, and the other guy, if it's toch hazman, is agreeing that I have no schus taina. So if it's betoch hazman, then that's a case of where they're agreeing that he has no schus taina, and this is eduso bedarvish gufo mama. So when he's saying it's besoch zmano, and the aid agrees it's besoch zmano, everybody agrees it's besoch zmano, so that's what the Shulchan Aruch was talking about. That we have a chazak against him, and the aidus of the chazak and the besoch zmano, and the aidus in darvish gufo mamon. Because he's saying that he has no schus, because it's aidus gufo mamon, because the aid is being made that he has no schus b'mamon leton parati. And here's like a case of Nasl Rebbe Abba. He's agreeing with the aid that it's toksumano, and he can't swear, but there would be a tzir where we would be able to swear, where he would say that he giyah hazman, and I do have a schus taina. But in our case, where they agree that he giyah hazman, so the whole din v'dvarim, the whole haloch yelech, is about what? Is about the chazaka, the raya. So since the aidus of the aid is essentially on the raya, in other words, the aid says that it's that you set a certain time. You were chayiv and you set a time. And he says, yeah, I'm chayiv and I set a time. He's agreeing with the aid. He's just arguing that he paid earlier. So we have a raya against him. We have a chazaka and the meiv tosmano against him. But there couldn't be a shvua here. In an instance where he'd be contradicting the aid, you can't think of a tzir where there'd be a shvua, because the whole discussion here is about a raya. Since the whole discussion is just about the raya, when could there possibly be a shvua? So this is not comparable to the case of Nascha de Rebbe Abba, where we would say b'toch sheni yochol yishav mishalein, because there's no tzir who would be chayiv to have a shvua, because the whole discussion is about the raya, because everybody agrees that he is a schus tain in the moment. And the only reason we say that he didn't pay the aidus of the aid is just to say what? That I have a raya that he didn't pay because he set a date. Oh, all the aid is saying is a raya. That's not Nascha de Rebbe Abba. So that's why the Tosa said, no, daf, you need aidim shekavalo zman. You need two Eidim. Ah, two Eidim is a different story. Then you don't have to come on to Naschad Rebbe Av anymore in order to make him pay Mitoch Sheni Yochel Yishava Mishalim. There you have two Eidim. Two Eidim say that they set a certain date, and that's a Raya. And Shalom Al Yisrael is a Raya from two Eidim that he didn't pay up earlier when he says he paid up. That's why he has to. That's why he has to pay. But if there would be just one aid, then that wouldn't be enough, because that wouldn't be comparable to the case of Naschal de Rebbe Abba, where he has to pay, because Naschal de Rebbe Abba is a case where he's agreeing with the aid, and therefore, and he can't swear, so he has to pay. But mashma, that if he would disagree with the aid, then he would have to swear. But here, we would never have to swear in our case, because he giyazman. And therefore, they're not arguing anymore about Davar Shebagufo Mamon, whether he has his chus tain in the Mamon. They're just arguing about the Raya. He says that I paid earlier, and the aide says I have a Raya that you didn't, because look at this, is the time. So since there's no possibility of a Shavua here, it's not Naschal de Rebbe Abba, and he wouldn't have to pay. So therefore, Tosfos says, it's talking about where there are Eidim Shekava Lo Zman. And the Raya of the Eidim is enough. So it emerges then that the Ikri is sort of like Tosfos HaChoshen, that if the aid is made, only that he has a raya and not al guf hamaman, then there's no din of mitoch of mechuyev shvuah v'eni yochel yishava mishalim. And this is muchach from Tosfos, because Tosfos says one aid is not enough. That's why you need two aidim. You need two aidim to say that you were kovei azman, because you just have one aid that you were kovei azman. If he giyah hazman, then all we would have from this one aid is a raya, and the discussion wouldn't be al guf hamamon, because guf hamamon, the aid is agreeing he has a schus taina. He's not saying he has no schus taina; he has a schus taina in the mamon. All the aid is saying is that I have a raya that he didn't pay. But on rayas, there's no naschad Rebbe Abba. On rayas, there's no mitoch sheino yochel yishav mishalim. That's why Tosfos says you need two aidim for rayas. According to this, faren for the kasha da hafloh. We asked in the Mishnah, why do we need two aidim that you went out with the hinuma? Let one aid be enough. Let one aid be enough. And he can't argue with the aid, because he agrees that you went out with the hinuma. Could very well be that he agrees with the aid that you went out with the hinuma, and he can't argue with the aid. But what do we say? Say that since he agrees with the aid, that she went out with the Hinuma. He's just arguing on a different point. He says, but she was a Bula, she wasn't a Basula, I only have to pay 100. But since he's agreeing with the aid, Mitoch Sheni Yochel Yishava Mishalim, so one aid should be enough. So what's the answer? The answer is no. What's the aidus of this aid? Is that on Darvish Gufa Mama? That she's a Basula and her Ksuba's Messiah? No! What's the aidus? The aidus is that she went out with the Hinuma. That's a raya, she's a besula. A raya, she's a besula. If he be makrish the aid, would there be a shvua? No. No. There wouldn't be a shvua. Why? Because there's no shvuas when you contradict somebody on a raya. There's no chi of shvua if he's makrish the aid on a raya. If it was darish agufa mamon, then there would be a chi of shvua if he would disagree, if he'd be makrish the aid. But here, if he was makrish the aid, then there'd be no shvua. If he would contradict the aid says that she went out with the Hinuma, which is a raya that she's a Vesula. So if he contradicts the aid and says she didn't go out with the Hinuma, there's no Chiyuv Shvuah. Because it's only on rayas. There are no Shvuahs on rayas. So since there's no Shvuahs on rayas, this Eid Echad is only an Eid Echad on a Raya, not on Mammon. So the din of Naschad Rebbe Abba doesn't apply. when he agrees with him. When he agrees with him that she did go out with the Enuma, she just happened to not have been a Besuga, there's no Nascha de Rebbe Abba. There's no Nascha de Rebbe Abba, there's no Mitoch Sheino Yochel Lishava Mishalim. And the Mishnah is correct in saying that you need Eidim that she went out with the Hinuma. If you have Eidim that she went out with the Hinuma, oh, now you have two Eidim that you have a Raya that she's a Besula. That's enough for us. Two Eidim is good for a Raya. But one Eid on a Raya, there's no Nascha de Rebbe Abba. Since one Eid on a Raya, there's no Nascha de Rebbe Abba, the Mishnah couldn't have said that there was only one Eid that she went out with the Hinuma. Because if he agrees with that aid, and he says, yes, she went out with the Enuma, but she wasn't a Besula, she was an Alman or whatever, so that is not going to Rebbe Nascha him. Ah, you can't swear because you're agreeing with the aid, so you have to pay. No, because the Eidus is only an Eidus on a Raya, and therefore even if he would be contradicting the aid, he wouldn't have to swear. Because you don't swear in Raya, you only swear in Darvish Shagufa Mamon. Since this isn't Darvish Shagufa Mamon, it's only on a Raya, there's no Shavuot with an Eid Echad. There's no Shavuot, there's no Nachat Rebbe Abba, and there's no payment. So when's the only time he's going to have to pay? If there are two Eidim that she went out with the Hinuma. Okay, there's a lot more to say on this Sugi, obviously, and I hope to say some more. Siyata Dishmaya. In the meantime, I'm going to give us a bracha, which we zocha l'umod ulam ed lishmo las l'kams kol v'ez am teros v'yahava b'simcha v'tuv lev of meirov kol. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom. Sweetest and most beloved friends.